This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being here with us today. Ryan cut my hair earlier in the show. You can go back and watch that on the Annie Fry YouTube channel if you so choose, right after the 12:45 segment. So around 12:57 or so, he snipped it. I would say I told him he could cut an inch. I would say he took 2 to 3 inches off the length of my hair.
I took some liberties.
I know.
With the hair that you allowed me to cut, and I cut more of it.
And you shaved your beard, and can you say niner niner?
I cannot.
I think you'd be more empowered.
Yeah.
Can you give us like a CB call or something like that? What's your trucker name?
Yeah, what's your handle?
I think it's Super Dude.
That's a big negative there, Ghost Rider.
That matches the hair.
Super
I think you're new to the truck stop. I think you're about to
get the Super Dude
taken advantage of.
That mustache needs a ponytail to go along with it.
It doesn't look very good.
Someone says you need a white undershirt tank top.
Yeah.
I said to my kids the other day, I bought undershirts for my son. I don't know if undershirts are a thing anymore, but if you're going to be cold, then wear an undershirt or whatever. And I said something to my husband. I'm like, should he get a wife beater? And my son looked at me like I was the devil.
Yeah, that's the name for him.
I was just trying to explain. And I said to him, like, that is terrible. That is terrible. And then I had to explain to him why that shirt. The 90s were different. How long do we call white undershirts that are tank top undershirts wife beaters? And I mean, I never really even thought of it.
I don't know that we ever consciously stopped.
Well, I did then, because my 15-year-old son looked at me like I should sit and think about what I said.
It's a weird thing because it doesn't come up that much. That's not something that you have to refer to that often for it to come up enough for you to say, I don't do that anymore.
A wife beater tank top was standard.
Yeah.
Issue fair in the 90s, mm-hmm. with your bowl cut and your low-rise baggy jeans. Guys would wear them. Girls would wear them.
That's true. Avril Lavigne would wear those.
Yeah, she made them cool.
And everybody called them wife beaters.
What do we say instead?
I think whatever that guy just said, he said standard white undershirt.
That's a lot of words.
They're
called
A shirt on the package.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does it? But nobody wears.
Did it ever? Did it ever say on the package? Was there ever a package that said "wife beater"?
I'm sure there was.
No,
no.
It's not going to be from Hanes, but I bet some.
Yeah, some.
You can go to Hot Topic and pick one up.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet there was.
I felt obligated to stop calling them that.
I guess so, but I don't really know why.
It's terrible.
That's what they were called.
There's just something really interesting about saying a word that you don't even think about saying in front of your 15-year-old son who has no frame of reference for what you're saying, and the judgment they have on your face that you just so casually throw words around like that makes you really think about your life and your decisions.
I think I'm just realizing how much those are not worn. And how much they used to be.
They used to be like old guys.
They were old guy things in the 80s, and then they became a Gen X thing.
What was like the shirt you wore?
Yeah. But it was a cross culture. It was like you could be a skater or you could be in a number of different groups.
You could be a preppy guy.
And you would wear one of those. I don't think I ever really wore those, but you would see a lot of people wearing
grunge,
them.
Grunge, unbuttoned flannel.
John on X says it's a sleeveless t-shirt. But that's a muscle shirt.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what that is. Muscle shirt. Yeah.
You have any of those?
No.
Muscles?
No.
YouTube live chat poll for today. Are you watching the Super Bowl? Give us a call at 314-241-9797 if you want to tell us your plans for the Super Bowl. If you're watching, this seems like it's always kind of a political decision. In the past, it has been. The NFL has been super political. Now, there's always this thing about... probably one of my most trafficked tweets ever was about me. It was when Chris Stapleton sang the national anthem maybe 2 years ago. And I made a comment on X that I was not going to be watching the Super Bowl. I was like, Chris Stapleton, national anthem, killed it. Now on to watching some Disney movie because I won't be watching the Super Bowl. And I don't know if it was like Chank or something like that. Somebody huge was like, nobody cares. And they basically attached the fact that I was a conservative talk show host to the fact that I didn't want to watch a Super Bowl. Like it was this huge big statement. No, I'm in St. Louis. I think the NFL is the meanest piece of crap in the history of pieces of crap. I don't like, I think that year the Super Bowl might have been the Rams when that happened, possibly. And I was just a woman scorned and I didn't want to do it. But everybody just slapped on to my non-wanting of any consumption of the Super Bowl because I was Republican. And that was certainly not it. I ended up replying back to people like, you're not even on, I'm from St. Louis. This is a completely, totally different thing. And it was good for engagement, but it like, why is it so political? I just don't even understand. Are you watching the Super Bowl? I don't know that I am. At this point in time, I might be a no. If I am not a no, I'm a yes, but indifferent, because I don't know what is on the schedule. There's a couple places that we might be able to go, but I don't care about it, and I want to love the NFL. I loved the St. Louis Rams. My dad had season tickets. When my brother went to college, I was the plus one on the tickets for all of those years that we were absolutely horrible. And I kept going, and I kept loving them, and it hurts to think about the way that it was ripped out of this city, the way the city was abused, and I am actively angry at it. I'm not indifferent to it. The worst thing is when I start watching it, and I'm like, gosh, this is so fun to watch. So I kind of am averse to watching it. What about you?
I love watching the Super Bowl with my dad. I have zero interest in the game. I shouldn't say that. It's entertaining to watch. This year, I would say I'm probably rooting for the Chiefs a little bit, but I don't care that much.
Do you find yourself rooting for somebody?
I'll tell you why I do, is because we will buy squares on one of those boards.
So you're rooting for you.
So you're rooting for you. Well, sometimes you might be rooting for a team to score in situations, or you might have had something where this team has to win for you to win or whatever. But my son is now 10. And when I told him Super Bowl's coming up, I think he already knew that, but he also was like, oh, I just can't wait to go over to Grandpa's.
Oh,
it's just so fun. And I it kind of ginned that up in me again.
Sure.
Being a kid and just enjoying it's the atmosphere. That's what's fun about it.
Yeah, that's a good party. 314-241-9797 if you want to give us a call and tell us if you're watching the Super Bowl. Chris, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What are your plans for the Super Bowl?
Not watching it.
Not watching?
Ever
how come?
Ever since the NFL took a knee against American flag, I turned them off and the NBA.
Both of them? And is there anything they could do to win you back?
No.
No.
No, they showed their true colors.
Expansion? Are you in St. Louis, Chris, in the St. Louis area?
Yes.
If an expansion team came here and they went hardcore patriotic and tried to make good on all of these things, show great support for our local law enforcement and everything, try to do all the right things, you're not winnable?
No. I've got family that's law enforcement, and the way this country turned their back on all these poor people that are out there risking their lives for us every day is wrong. Mm. And you had owners that backed and stood behind them, the players, and the players wouldn't be able to do what they're doing without the service, without the police department, the fire department, you know, basically all of them.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective, Chris. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there is, I don't know how old Chris was, and we have another Chris on the YouTube channel that said he's not winnable either, and he goes, I'm saying the same thing as Chris on the radio is saying, that they're over and done with it. I love a redemption story. I love the full apology and the action to back it up. I like the comeback story. I desperately want to see that with Anheuser-Busch locally. I want them to come back in full patriotic red, white, and blue, Eagles soaring, Clydesdales roaring through an open field, the whole thing. I want to see it all, and I want to champion that again. You just have to believe it, though.
Yeah, and they're trying. AB is.
I think so, but I really think it would go a long way, not just specifically for them, but for a lot of these people to be like, we blew it.
Yeah.
Do an interview.
Say it.
We blew it. And then back it up with your action, because I'm open to watching people's actions. I'm always more interested in your actions than your words. But I don't want any of these plays. I want people to acknowledge the error of their ways and be willing to correct it. But I also get people who are like, no, I'm done. I invested too much of my money, of my heart, my soul, my time into what you trampled on, and you trampled on something too near and dear to my heart that I'm not interested anymore. You're dead to me.
I don't think the NFL has changed course either. Mm-mm. I think they've backed off of going that speed.
Because the winds have changed.
Because the winds, that's exactly right. But they haven't changed course.
Let's get to Bob. Bob, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. What about you? Are you watching the Super Bowl?
You know, I loved football. I'm 70 years old. I watched football since Joe Namath won the Super Bowl. And I wouldn't watch the football now. I wouldn't watch the Super Bowl for anything. It's such, they've turned it so racist, so DEI. They're pandering toward their new audience. That's why we don't have any good Super Bowl halftime shows anymore. Now we got who? Kendrick Lamar.
Is he the one?
Yeah, he's this year.
Yeah. I was at the last Super Bowl when the Rams lost to the Patriots, and they had Paul McCartney, they had U2, and I watched Springsteen and The Who and all these people. And I'm not just saying because they're all white, but how about AC/DC or how about country acts for the Super Bowl? They're too busy having all the rappers and all that. It's just really become, besides kneeling and this and that, it's really become way too political, way too racist, and I don't need that.
Bob, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. You wanted to say something?
Well, I just wonder, and this is kind of an open question for anybody listening to, even if you're not going to call in, but does it change anything for you that Trump's going to be there this year? You know, is that an act of, all right, let's get back to normal from Trump? Or is he just kind of using this as an opportunity to
I
get
really want to live in the world where everything isn't about what politics mm-hmm. said entity. I said this earlier, in January. Folks, if you listen to the show for a long time, you know that I take Disney World trips with my family. I love those trips. It is my most cherished memories of going to Florida and spending that time that is full of joy. And it does take place at Disney World. And I love it. And I don't talk about it. I have not talked about it much on the show because the amount of hate that I get from people when I talk about the fact that I enjoy that with my family, that my family loves it, the accusations of what I'm doing when I go there, I've been quiet about it. But the truth of the matter is I want to use my words to affect change. And yes, it's a huge company, it's a huge entity, as is the NFL. But watching Donald Trump show up at the NFL
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And I think the biggest reason he's going there is post New Orleans New Year's Day thing. I think he's trying to say it is safe in America. I think that that is something that he's trying to do. I really am. I have zero interest in using my thoughts and opinions on any particular entity and forcing them on anybody else and their decisions on how to spend their money, to spend their time. I don't feel I don't feel as much of an active participant in, I must not watch the Super Bowl. I'm more in the indifferent category. Like if the family wants to go hang out with friends and be with good people at the Super Bowl party, I'm going to be there, and I'm not going to be like, no, I'm not.
Well, that's where I'm at too.
Yeah. But at the same time, if like these callers, if they are disinterested because of the things that they're putting on the NFL, which I think the NFL has earned those judgments, I'm not going to sit here and tell them you should give it a chance because Donald Trump is giving it a chance. Like, we have to go back to the time where we make our own decisions based on the information that is in front of us and that we mind our own gosh darn business. Cancel culture is where, if you want to cancel me because I like to enjoy family vacations with my kids at Disney World, that to me is not a conservative value. You are not furthering your cause when you do that. Me holding it over somebody else about whether you do participate in the NFL stuff or you don't participate in it. We have to advocate for good, smart handling of all of these sensitive situations that do have to do with race. I saw that the NFL is taking end racism out of the
end zone
and they're putting choose love in there.
Oh, I didn't see the choose love thing.
I saw that and I thought to myself, well, that should help. And the person who was commenting on it was mad because it didn't make you choose love, doesn't make you search your soul the way end racism does. I'm like, it's a football game. There isn't soul searching. This is the opposite of soul searching. This is brute force, physical aggression, mano a mano, at least to this point. You're out there, you're hitting each other, you're trying to hit each other hardest, and you're trying to get this ball from here over to there. When you get to the end zone, you do the stanky leg or something. You're not like soul searching. That's not what it's for. It's football. If you're investing your time in watching a football game so you can do soul searching, I've never watched that kind of football game before.
I saw Matt Walsh post a obviously fake conversation with his son where his son comes to him and says, Daddy, is this supposed to be a signal to us that we're supposed to start racisming again? And he says, I don't know, son. We're all just so confused now that the NFL has done this that I'm not sure how we're supposed to act now. I didn't know about the choose love thing, though. I didn't know they were replacing it with something.
I'm always worried that I see those things on X, and it's like the extra step, the extra liberty that someone said. I don't know. Maybe I suggested it, and if it happens, it started here because of some rando tweet I read. I don't know. Brad, before we go to break, your answer to this question, are you watching the Super Bowl?
So I share a lot of the same experience as you. The Rams were my team. The Rams are the team. The St. Louis Rams were the team that made me fall in love with the NFL, and they're also the team that made me, that broke my heart, really, whenever they left the thing. So I have stayed away from it, but I will be watching it, but indifferent to the outcome. The only reason I'll be watching it is because the kids in the youth group wanted to have a Super Bowl party, and so I'm going to have a Super Bowl party with the kids in the youth group, and I'm going to spend time hanging out with them and letting them have a good time.
Let's take a quick break, and I also want to get to some of the things that Doge is finding out in a way that only can be presented by Senator Kennedy. Let us know what you think online to the YouTube live chat poll. Are you watching the Super Bowl? Yes, go Chiefs. Yes, go Eagles. Yes, but indifferent. No, let us know.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.